Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Winkler, we're just rocking out here to the 2006 to 2011 Lambeau Field anthem, which did not get a good reception from the fans. But I liked it, and so we're trying to keep it going here on what is hopefully a Super Bowl season. Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll look at Sunday's games. Horvat is not with me today. Ryan Horvat is on Bed Sweats on the Radio.com app coming up. So you guys in the Radio.com app world will be able to party together. You've just got me today, bud.
What's going on, Bart? Great to be with you on this Football Friday, my friend.
Oh, man, I'm ready. And I like that it's my team in it, although if they do lose, you know, then it makes the second game harder to watch, but we'll see what happens. I don't want to think there. The Packers are four-point favorites. Is that right around where they should be? I know they're at home. There is a home field advantage. The fans will make a difference, even if it's just 8,000-9,000. They were loud last Saturday. They will be loud again this weekend. 4 points, Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady.
No, I think the line is pretty much right where it needs to be. I think Green Bay definitely deserves to be over a field goal favorite, and like you said, either 3.5 or 4, depending on when you're looking right now, including over at the Bet River Sportsbook. I think the total's pretty much spot on as well. Like, it's very rare this time of year where I'm going to be like, wow, like, this line's incorrect, this total's way off. I mean, it's the sharpest sport in the world in terms of the betting market, and there's only 3 games left, so we know that the numbers are going to be really sharp. So I think the number is exactly where it needs to be. Now, I will say, I think as far as playing the spread is concerned, I think I want to bet Tampa Bay +3.5. That doesn't mean that I think the Bucs are going to win the game. I think the Packers will probably win, but I think this is going to be a very close game. And an angle part that I want to take here, and curious what you think as someone that works in, you know, the media in Wisconsin and obviously a big Packers fan, someone who covers the team, right, and then follows the team as a fan, where we've seen so many times this year, including the Week 6 matchup that these two teams played each other, where the Packers are a real front-running team, right, and they get off to, like, big leads. The first 15 plays always go well. They're hyper-efficient. They're ruthless on offense, regardless of opponent. They get in the end zone early. Then they get in the end zone again, and they build up this big lead. And then, kind of like the foot comes off the accelerator a little bit. We've seen it happen in many games this season. Carolina comes to mind because the Panthers covered that spread, obviously. And certainly in Week 6 against Tampa. Now, we can throw that game out a little bit because, you know, the Packers are not going to wave the white flag midway through the second half in a playoff game like they did in that game. They're coming off the bye there. That was a weird game. I'm willing to kind of throw that result out. But we've also seen the Buccaneers this season with Brady start slow in a number of games, whether it was last week against the New Orleans Saints. We remember the Atlanta game falling behind, the Kansas City game, where they fall behind and then Brady's able to lead them back, as he's done throughout his legendary career. So I'm looking at a scenario here where I think the Packers will be able to get out to an early lead, and then I think the Bucs are going to come back late. So Packers first quarter, Packers first half, Bucs second half, Bucs live bet probably sounds like a good strategy to me. Get a good number on the Bucs. Maybe like if you get imagine like plus 7.5 with Brady and the Bucs. I would imagine they could cover that number here. So that's kind of my strategy for playing this game would be I think the Packers will do their thing early and the Bucs will do their thing late. I do think the Packers will likely emerge victorious, but I don't see it being by more than 3 points. So I'm willing to take those 3.5 with Tom Brady and the Bucs.
Yeah, I don't see a Tampa blowout again. I could see a big number for the Packers if, because Tampa has started slow, and if they can knock Brady around, if they can pressure him right away, you know, and then he goes to the sideline and he's wearing the old man cold coat, maybe they can make a nice gap there and run away with this one. I think most of us though are going to think that it's close. If the Packers take a lead and then the Bucs start chipping away, there will be heartbreak. There will be panic. There will be shades of the 2014 NFC Championship game when they were up, 16-0 on Seattle.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. And I bet the Packers in that game, money line. I was convinced Green Bay was going to win that game. Yo, Mike McCarthy, I know he's got the street named after him. Great, whatever. Mike McCarthy kicking 2 short field goals at the beginning of that game to go up 6-0, like lost the game right there. And, like, I'm pretty sure I was live tweeting this game when it happened, probably tweeted some of the terrible things about my bet. Like, I remember even saying, like, in tweeting, like, McCarthy just lost the game. Like, everyone wants to look at Brandon Bosick and then, like, the touchdown in overtime. It's like,
yeah.
The Packers lost that game on the 2 early field goals in Seattle to go up 6-0 after 2 great drives to start the game. And it's interesting. I don't think LaFleur would do that, A. And I think if he wanted to do it, Rodgers would just be like, no, I'm staying on the field. We're going to score touchdowns. So I don't think that you'll get that, Packers fans. I don't think that will happen this week. But I will say, you know, and I said, you know, I take Bucs plus 3.5. I haven't decided yet. I may not bet this game, but before like pre-flop, as far as the full game spread is concerned, because like you make a great point. Packers go up 14-0. Like, can the Bucs come back? Like, yes, of course. Like, Tampa can score points, but like, can they outscore Green Bay by 14 though to win the game? And like, that's where I'm like, yeah, you know, Tampa's a pass funnel defense. They're a great team that's stopping the run. So I don't think that we're going to see like Aaron Jones have a monster game on the ground. But, I mean, you know, that means more Aaron Rodgers throwing, which I feel like is, you know, always a good thing. And the Bucs dodged a major bullet last week against the Saints. Like, this was one of those games where they start slowly, and it was kind of mirrored the NFC Championship game in a way, not apples to apples, that Packers-Seahawks game, where it could have been 14-0 early last week in New Orleans. Instead, it's 6-0, and then the Bucs are able to kind of do their thing thanks to some turnovers and come back in that game. So I think the first quarter and certainly the first half certainly will be huge in this game. I think the first quarter is going to be monstrous, where if the Packers can get out to a lead, it's going to be difficult for the Bucs to come back, or at least come back to win the game, come back to cover the spread. They can certainly do. So that's how I'm looking to play this, I think, would be Packers first quarter, Packers first half, wait for a better number on Tampa Live and pounce on it when I get it.
I like the fact, as we talked to Nick Costos, You Better You Bet on the radio.com app. I like the fact that the Packers last few weeks have played, you know, the Rams, okay, that was a playoff game. They beat them by 14. The Bears, 8-8, but they were a playoff team. They beat them by 19. The Titans, they beat them by 26. And the Buccaneers, they've beaten the Saints, which playoff team, but their quarterback can't throw. They beat Washington, Taylor Heineke. That was a fun night. They've beaten the Falcons a couple of times. The Packers are more battle-tested coming into this one. The thing that scares me is...
That's not fair. I mean, they've got the most battle-tested quarterback of all time.
Oh, that's where I'm going. That's what scares me. It's Tom Brady. And I know that nobody wants to bet against Tom Brady. I just feel like there's an incredible, like, luck factor with... Like, it's Tom... I can't... The Packers, if they had any other quarterback, they're winning this game. But Tom Brady, dude, this guy is just so hard to ever count out.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, I think, Bart, you're a fan the way that I'm a fan, like a football fan, like we work in the media, but like I have a feeling that you'd kind of feel the same way and like would have the same investment in this stuff, even if you didn't have this job, and it's the same for me. And in the 30 years, I'm 37, and I've been watching the NFL obsessively since I was 7, so it's 30 years for me now. I think this is the most anticipated championship Sunday maybe since like 1993, when it was Bills Chiefs with Kelly and Montana as opposed to Mahomes and Josh Allen. And now with Aikman and Young in that one, now we have Brady and Rodgers. Like, it's as good as it gets. And this quarterback battle is legendary. And I think it may turn out, you know, after it's said and done, to be kind of a referendum on, like, the career arc of these two, where, you know, Brady's got the rings, but Rodgers is the more talented player. I don't think anyone would argue that. And I think it's kind of going to turn into a referendum, maybe not on Brady, but certainly on Rodgers. And I think it's interesting. And, you know, I certainly understand where Packers fans are coming from. As a Giants fan who had to face Brady in two Super Bowls, thankfully my team emerged victorious in both. I certainly get how nerve-wracking it would be to go against, you know, Brady in a big spot like this. I've been there. I've been through it. But, I mean, I would just say, if you're a Packers fan, like, yeah, like, they've got Brady. You guys have got Rodgers, though, man. And, like, there's a case to be made that Rodgers is the GOAT, not Tom Brady. And, like, that's a conversation for a different day. But, I mean, it's not like the quarterback you guys have is any slouch either. So I think that while it's appropriate for Packers fans to feel this way, I think any Bucs fan that is deluding themselves into thinking, well, you know, we got Brady, so we've got this, I think is vastly mistaken because of the quarterback. You know, the number 12 in green and gold, just as good as the quarterback in 12 and whatever the hell the color of the Bucs wear now, pewter or whatever.
What do you like with the over-under? It's at 51.5 I got.
I like the over. I wouldn't say I love it. I think that, again, the number is, like, really spot on. And, like, sorry for people that are, like, want me to come on and, like, pound the table and be like, yeah, I love this. I mean, I like it. But again, it's not like we have, there's, like, a major edge to be had on it. I do think the Packers will be able to score, and then the Bucs will get into catch-up mode. When I kind of workshop a final score in my head for this game, I'm thinking, like, I don't know, 27-24 Packers, something like that, which would put it, like, right at 51. Maybe we get, like, I don't know, 31-27, which would obviously push it over the total if that were the case. But I don't know that I feel strongly enough in it at this point in the week to bet it. But I do. But if I were to bet the total, I would bet the over.
Mahomes is going to play in this other game. I think that we're all at that point. They're a one-point favorite, at least where they opened. I think they're at 3 now, the Chiefs over the Bills. What do you like there?
Well, you know, I want to make sure that Mahomes is going to play. And it really depends on what people's, you know, risk management tolerances, right, which are risk tolerances. The line tells you Mahomes is going to play. And if it's Chad Henne, and I've seen some people, like odds makers, say, like, oh, you know, it'd be Bills -3 if Chad Henne starts. Well, that's really cute for odds makers to say that. But you know who, like, actually decides what the number is going to be? Like, the people that are betting big into it will decide what the number is going to be, not the odds makers. They can open it if they want Bills -3. That puppy's going up to Bills -6, 6.5, or 7 if it's Chad Henne. So the fact that this number is currently at 3 right now and has been at 3 for the balance of the week obviously tells you that Patrick Mahomes is going to play. So I think what it really comes down to at this juncture in time right now is what kind of your risk tolerance level is. Like, if you want to bet the Chiefs now, operating under the assumption that we'll get Patrick Mahomes, which is not a lock, looks good, probably will happen, right, but not a lock, you're going to get a better number on Kansas City right now, right, because once Mahomes is announced as a starter, this number will not close at 3. It'll go up to 3.5 at worst, maybe even go up to 4. So if you want to take some risk now, but there is risk associated with that Mahomes either A, doesn't play in the game, or B, doesn't finish the game, because remember, it's not just this, you know, nerve or I love how they're calling it a nerve when, like, we all watch this dude, like, barely able to walk off the field on Sunday, but whatever, nerve, concussion, whatever it is. He's also got a toe injury, right? So it's not just, even if he's cleared and he clears concussion protocol or whatever, he's still got a toe injury, right? So it depends on what your risk tolerance is. If you can tolerate that and you want to lay 3, you're going to get the best of the number with the Kansas City Chiefs if Mahomes is the starting quarterback. Conversely here, I think that if you want to bet the Bills, wait, right? Wait for Mahomes to get announced the starter. Get a better number. Get 3.5. Get 4 with Buffalo. But then you run the risk of maybe, you know, what happens then if Mahomes is ruled out and it's Henne and all of a sudden it's -6 and you lose that opportunity. So I think it's likely that Mahomes is going to play, but I think the decision that every bettor has to make is, you know, am I comfortable taking this risk now still with some unknown as to whether Mahomes is going to play or not?
Nick, appreciate your time. We'll chat during Super Bowl week unless you want to talk Pro Bowl Madden or whatever the hell they're doing next week. I think we'll just talk Super Bowl week.
Great. Well, you guys hit me up and let me know. Love to get up early in the morning and talk with you guys. Bart, appreciate you. Wishing you guys wishing everyone great luck this weekend. And then Minimal Sweats winning bets on the bets, of course, and the absolute best of luck.
Thank you, Nick. Good stuff. Nick Costos. You better, you bet. Check that out on the radio.com app. He's on Twitter at the Costos. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility.
Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Lots to talk about in this game. I think one area that we're not talking about enough is the Packers' defense. Let's remedy that when we come back next.
He's seen, you know, everything. He's been in the league for so long that he's seen everything. He's proven, you know, to win, and like he's been all in all these situations. So it's just a guy that you know is going to be calm, and you know is going to have answers for the majority of the stuff you try to do.
Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, Horvath on Bet Sweats today on the Radio.com app, and he's going to stop by Rami and Tim a little bit later this afternoon as well. Lots coming up on the Wendy's Big Show. Oh, it's going to be a good one. They have Bob Harlan kicking things off right away at 10:06. Andrew Brandt just after 11. Kevin Harlan, 12:35. Talking, you know, about the game this weekend, but also, you know, respects to Ted Thompson passing away yesterday at the age of 68. Big impact on this team. Yeah, 11 guys that will be suiting up. David Bakhtiari, you can add to that. I guess Tremont Williams, I'll add to that too. He's back officially on the practice squad. Adrian Amos there, you heard from. They've got to face Tom Brady. If you're Mike Pettine, you got to come up with a scheme to confuse Tom Brady, but not confuse your own guys.
Well, you don't let it consume you. I mean, the scheme is important, but the National Football League, I mean, it's still a players' league. I mean, and that's why just the emphasis on putting our guys in the best position to succeed, the best position to take away what they do and go out and execute. I mean, we've played some good defense this year, and that's gotten us here. And there's no sense straying away from that. We're going to be who we are. We're going to throw our fastball. But our guys just understand that we have to. We're not going to fool him. But at the same time, we can out execute them.
Packers allowed 38 points. Some of that via the pick six, but they did allow 38 points last time they played Tampa. I wouldn't expect that this weekend, and a lot of that's going to fall on Mike Pettine. 799-1250. John is in Franklin. What's up, John?
Good morning. Had to slide my call in here. It's going to be a busy day today. It's going to be a hell of a game. I agree with your guy. I do think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to play it, but I know full well I'm looking at this thing through a green and gold lens, and I'm okay with that. I'll take the wins or the loss with that. It's going to be a challenge. Those two linebackers are absolutely no joke. The speed they play with, it's going to be very interesting to see how LaFleur attacks. As much as this game is going to be about execution, you know, that's no solving any mystery there. The team's going to have to execute. But what is more important to me is the scheme that they're going to use to attack these guys, these two linebackers. Are you going to get one of them moving and then trying to go, you know, what are you going to do? And these guys have the speed to recover. So to say, you know, it's a challenge. As much as we heard about the Rams front, obviously, having played these guys before, and I think one of these guys was out, one of the linebackers was out. You know, this front's a challenge, but I think we're going to be up to it. I think it's huge that the game's at Lambeau. I don't think the cold weather is, you know, night and day a huge edge, but it's one of those things where it can, like, not matter much, or it might matter a whole lot.
Well, if the Bucks go up 14-0, then, yeah, they're going to say it's not that cold. But if they go down 14-0, it's going to feel a lot colder than it would if they were up 14-0.
Absolutely. And I loved what I saw early last game. I texted you early in the game when I saw us, you know, running effectively against the front. Body blows that pay dividends later in the game. I don't see how this game's any different, short of the fact, are we going to be able to run? That's the question. Because if we can run, like I said earlier in the week, we're going to be in a really good position. I mean, and I'm not saying that we've got to crack off seven at a crack. I mean, I'd love that, but I'm not even asking for that. If we can run effectively, they're going to be in a world of hurt. They have a lot of weapons. We're going to also obviously have to get in Brady's face, none of these Hall of Fame quarterbacks, nobody likes pressure up in the front, but it really affects him. Rodgers can split off to the side. He can make a few quick moves. Brady really isn't capable of that at this point in his career. Got to get in his face. Got to hit him hard. Rashawn Gary, I'm looking for a big game out of this kid, and I'm looking for a big game out of 23. I got my popcorn ready, man, and I just can't wait for this.
John, appreciate your calls all week. Remember, we're on 11 to 2 on Sunday. If you are feeling nervous and need to calm down, we'll be here.
Me and the boys will give you a call.
All right. I like that. See you, buddy.
See ya.
John Franklin. Good to hear from him each and every day. Proud member of the G-Force. Mike Pettine, this defense has to get to Brady. And they got to make an adjustments, too, if they're struggling like they were in week 6. You went down. You gave up 28 points in the second quarter. Are you going to be able to make adjustments on the fly this time around?
Well, I think that's only a natural occurrence as the season goes on, because you build just a bigger inventory of repetition. So you know you have more experience to fall back onto. Like, hey, this happened in this game. So we're going to shift focus and, hey, you know, this wasn't in the plan, but we're going to go ahead and tweak this call and make it just like this that we did before. And because we now have, you know, over 1,000 plays logged as a unit, certainly much more than you look at 6 weeks worth, you know, versus an entire season plus a playoff game. So I just think that the guys have just developed that understanding of what you're trying to do. And it really did click in for us. Later in the year, where they had a really good sense of what we're doing, their role, understanding it, you know, understanding the why and their role, and guys really, you know, taking ownership and knowing the graduate level details of what we're doing, and that makes it easy for us to adjust in game because you can talk about, hey, listen, this here that we've done before, and go ahead and make changes on the fly, and a lot of times we'll get feedback from players as well. That they'll bring up something that they've, and because we encourage them, like, listen, it's not my defense, it's not the staff's defense. I mean, it's all of ours. I mean, we have a shared ownership, and I think that's really, it's taken some time, but I think that's one of the reasons why we've played better. This last stretch of the year is having a good understanding of that.
More from the locker room throughout the show. Kevin Payne going to join us, rotowire.com. He's our fantasy football guy. We'll talk a little bit about maybe some daily fantasy guys you want to play, but he's also a big Bills guy. So we want to look at both of these games coming up this week, and we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Hey, shout out to Santo, longtime listener of the station, tweeting me about 20 minutes ago, says, thanks for talking about Windows Select. Mine were just installed, and they are wonderful. Less chill in the house. And it got my wife off my back. 3 crying laughing emojis. Good stuff, Santo. I appreciate your support, not just today, but through the 15 years that we've been branded as WSSP on the Signal. You've been a great listener, and that's what we're trying to do, is hook you guys up with businesses that have great products like Windows Select. High energy. Let me switch that around. High quality. Energy efficient windows. The folks are high energy over there. They're going to come and be very high energy on that install, okay? But the products that Santo just got installed, high quality, energy efficient windows, really going to help take down that chill in the house, because that's something that you do notice during the winter. You walk around the house, you walk by a window, it's cold. I thought the heat was on. You check the furnace, then it light bulb hits. You think, oh, it was the windows. The windows are old. I've never been in this house since we've gotten new windows. They were installed before I got in. That could be an issue. So go to Windows Select, Menominee Falls. They have done a lot of work when it comes to making sure they've got products that are of the highest quality, that are the most energy efficient. And that is what's available for you, with some really good deals. Buy one, get one on the windows. Santo's not going to have to pay anything for a full year. No payments for a full year. That's all with Windows Select. They'll come out, do an initial consultation at no charge. They'll come back out what you need with your windows, siding, and doors. They get it all done for you. No payments for a year. And buy one, get one on the windows. 262-703-3500. WindowSelect.com. We'll be right back. 550 AM The Fan, Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz. You guys can reach us, 414-799-1250. You can tweet your predictions, your thoughts. 1250 AM The Fan. Kevin Payne of rotowire.com, our fantasy guy throughout the year. Also, noted Bills fan. And we could have Packers-Bills in 2 weeks. Or, you know, there's a few scenarios, but we could both be very disappointed and have Tampa Bay, Kansas City. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing quite good, Bart. Been a long time since the Bills have been in this position. So cautiously optimistic is how I would label myself.
Yeah, so as a Bills fan, what's it been since 93 for a championship game?
95, 96, something like that.
And we've had four in the last 7 years now as Packer fans, but we haven't been to a Super Bowl since 2010, which is great. But we've also had Aaron Rodgers this whole time, and you would think that there would be more. The way that Aaron Rodgers is judged is kind of skewed because of this guy named Tom Brady, who is just now he's in his ninth of 10 years, just flips on over to a new conference, and all of a sudden he's back in the title game. With this game, Packers-Buccaneers, I want to go with the Packers. The Tom Brady thing does, you know, you would know as a Bills fan, it looms very large over my head. But every reason I have right now to pick Tampa would be, you know, dumb storyline reasons. Like, well, they could host the first Super Bowl at home, or Tom Brady is, you know, lucky. But when I look at the game, I want to go with the Packers. Where are you at?
So last week, believe it or not, against the spread, I went 4-0, and I picked my Bills, I picked the Packers, and I'm sticking with both those teams this week, and I think the Bills will win outright. I'm not really worried about the points. It's up to 3 in some places. 2.5, I really don't think it makes a difference. I would just take the money line. But looking at the Packers, I mean, I honestly thought when this line came out, it was going to be around 6. And just because, basically, they're saying if this was at a neutral field, it would basically be a pick 'em, which I don't see. I mean, it took 3 turnovers from Drew Brees last week, and Brady for the first quarter, 2 quarters, quarter and a half, whatever it was last week, did not look very good. And I kind of said this earlier this season, and Aaron Rodgers is probably the exception, that I don't see Ben Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, at their ages, being able to make a successful Super Bowl run. So I'm going to stick with that. I mean, I just don't see, and I think one of the X factor here that people aren't looking at is the Packers' defense is very good. And I think people kind of overlook that, and I think they're going to give that offense a lot of problems. You also have to remember this Tampa Bay offense comes in very hobbled. Antonio Bryant's a game-time decision, so I can almost guarantee you he's going to play. But is he 100%? No. Is Mike Evans 100%? No. So right now, Chris Godwin's probably really their only safe receiving option. Rob Gronkowski had a good run of games in the middle there, and I actually do like his over prop this week, but he has not done anything in the playoffs so far. 5 targets last week, only 1 catch, had a couple balls that might have been close to being a touchdown last week. So this team comes in very hobbled, and if I'm a Packers fan, I pray they just give the ball to Leonard Fournette, because to me, Ronald Jones is a much better running back. But for some reason, Bruce Arians is going kind of with the quote-unquote veteran. Not that Fournette's been around forever, but he's been successful the last couple of games, and I think they're going to stick with him, and I think that benefits the Packers. So I did go with the Packers. I'm thinking something like 28-21, something along those lines, 27-20, something like that, where they go ahead and win and cover the spread.
Yeah, I can see a close game. I think I can see a close game either way. I could see the Packers, you know, you're right about Brady. They got off to a slow start. If you get off to a slow start, the Buccaneers are like, that's not that cold. But if you get off to a slow start and the Packers go up early, it's gonna be cold. And then it's going to be harder to come back. I could see the Packers winning by a couple scores in that, if that happens. I can't see the Buccaneers, like, blowing us out here.
No, and I think the other key here is looking at the 4 coaches who are left. I think they all kind of get it. Even the Bills last week when they were up, they came up and they were up down 2 touchdowns, first down in the fourth quarter. They were still throwing the ball. That's the Bills' bread and butter. And I just hope that these teams, and I think LaFleur wouldn't do this either, keep your foot on the gas. If you're out to a big lead, keep going, because these teams come back. These teams are good. do not go ahead and change your game plan, start running the ball, or do something your team's not accustomed to go ahead and try to drain the clock because you think you've got a big enough lead. No lead in the NFL is ever safe. I know that as a Bills fan, losing to the Texans. So, you know, just make sure that I just hope that these teams, if they get out to a lead, keep the foot on the gas.
Your Buffalo Bills go to Kansas City. I'm assuming Mahomes is going to play. I think we all are. The thing with the Bills is Josh Allen's tremendous, and he's only getting better. The defense there is good. I've just been fascinated how they can do this without any semblance of a running game at all, Kevin.
Yeah, but that kind of goes back to what I said. Brian Daboll, you know, has realized we're not really a running team. The strength of our team is on Josh Allen's arm, who's been, we all know, he's been a great story this year. He's been spectacular. Stephon Diggs is, I mean, outside of Davante Adams, I mean, I think that you guys can safely say, or I can safely say Stephon Diggs is a top three wide receiver in the league, and he's probably number two. John Brown's back healthy. Gabriel Davis, who's a rookie, has made a good impact. Cole Beasley's been a little bit banged up, but he's that guy that Allen likes to go to on third and short to get that first down. Dawson Knox every once in a while comes up with a big play in the end zone. I just think that, especially now that Zach Moss is out of the picture for the playoffs, I just think that this is the strength of the team is to throw the ball. So even sometimes on third and one or third and two, they're going to run these short routes and let Josh Allen throw for it. They had a couple of great plays where they faked the short run and then threw out to Dawson Knox or a wide receiver to get those easy 2 or 3 yards to get the first down last game. And I would expect them to do the same. So it just kind of is the way the NFL has evolved. If you go back to the 80s and even the 90s, I mean, it was such a run-heavy league. And now these days, what wins Super Bowls? Passing the ball, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. So Josh Allen kind of fits the mold. So does this offense. So as I said, I don't want them to deviate from that. Should they get a lead in the fourth quarter, stick with throwing the ball. Once you have your foot on their throat, go ahead and finish the game off. So I hope that the Bills stick with what they've done throwing the ball. I mean, Josh Allen did not have a great game last game, but because of the defense, they won. So that to me is a good sign that this is a complete team. I think Allen is going to have to step up and have a really good game this week, though, if they're going to go ahead and upset the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm having, like, the worst – I'm not losing a ton of money because I'm playing very conservatively, but I'm having, like, the worst run of daily fantasy sports in my life, with even whether it's the bowl games or NBA or the NFL. I'm just – I'm not doing well. Who are some guys you like this weekend to target?
Yeah, so I think you have to go – I think you start with your team, especially if you're going with cash games. I think you have to start with Stephon Diggs. If you look at his game logs for, like, the last 5 or 6 games, they're just ridiculous. I mean, he's doing what Davante Adams is doing there in Green Bay. Maybe not quite as many touchdowns as Davante Adams, but the yardage and the catches are there each and every week. And arguably, this is the softest game that Diggs has had over the last 5 or 6. I mean, they played the Steelers. They played the Colts. They played the Ravens last week. A lot of tough matchups for Diggs where you're waiting for a letdown, and it just hasn't happened. And Allen's going to give him another 10-plus targets this week. So I think you go ahead and start with Stephon Diggs. As far as quarterbacks go, it really depends on the pricing. Believe it or not, the yardage-wise, Tom Brady's supposed to throw for more yards than Aaron Rodgers, which I'm a little bit surprised about. But if I'm taking a look at that, I want to go ahead and figure out what's the pricing, where are these guys yardage-wise. I would think that you have to start with Mahomes or Josh Allen. And if Josh Allen is significantly cheaper, I think you go with him. While Mahomes can be mobile, I guarantee Andy Reid's not running another read option or an option play with Patrick Mahomes this week, whereas Josh Allen could still get you 50, 60 yards on the ground and maybe a rushing touchdown. We talked about the Bills not having a running game. I mean, he's basically been their goal line back for the last couple of seasons. So I think you go with Josh Allen there. And then I think you got to take some chances. As I said, I do kind of like Gronk this week. He's going to be very low-owned. I think he's a good tournament play. And then looking at wide receivers out there, John Brown can spring a long one at any point in time. If you're looking over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as I said, Chris Godwin's probably your best bet among wide receivers. Him and Mike Evans have the same yardage this week at 63.5 yards. So I like Godwin a little bit better just because he's healthy. You just got to kind of pick that weird, obscure number three wide receiver. We saw it last week with Alan Lazard. It's going to be one of those guys that I think steps up and wins somebody a tournament. It's just really tough for this slate of games because there's only 2 teams. So it wouldn't surprise me if whoever wins the top overall prize, if there's a few more teams with the exact same lineup, just because there's not a large player pool to pick players from.
With the Packers, in the Buccaneers, if Jair is going to be on Mike Evans again, you got to avoid Mike Evans.
He was 1 for 10 in their first matchup. Jair Alexander, this is going to be the week. Like, you know the show Friends, I keep telling the story that when Friends debuted, the NBC executives the week before flew them to Vegas, and they let him run wild on NBC's dime. And they said, just enjoy yourselves, because you'll never have this level of anonymity again. And I feel like that's going to be, anyone who doesn't know Jair, they will know Jair Alexander after this weekend. So don't take Mike Evans.
No, I wouldn't. And the only reason Mike Evans scored that, I mean, that touchdown last week was, against Lattimore, was the picture-perfect play. Nobody could have defended it any better than Lattimore did. But outside of that, did Evans do anything last week? Absolutely not. So he seems to disappear when it is a tough matchup. So I can buy into that. As I said, Godwin's probably the guy I'm looking towards the most. And like a guy like even Scotty Miller, who comes onto the field every once in a while, I know it sounds crazy, but he's the type of guy that could make a difference in DFS in one of these large GPPs, because he might end up going ahead and he's going to be dirt cheap on any slate you use him on. And if he goes ahead and gets you, let's say, 3 catches for 70-80 yards and a touchdown, that might be enough to push you over the edge. And if you're looking at Kansas City, guy like Mecole Hardman, and man, I hate to say it, but don't forget the Sammy Watkins revenge game. So he's another guy that I would take a look at in DFS. But Jair Alexander, I know who he is. But like last week with Taron Johnson of the Bills, nobody knew who he was. And I'm not saying he's at Alexander's ability, but these nice standalone games in front of a national TV audience can go ahead and get some of these guys the recognition they deserve.
Kevin, enjoy the game, man. We've been friends. We're friendly. We enjoy talking to each other. I would love to talk to you in a couple of weeks as rivals. So enjoy the games.
Yes, you guys too. And as I said, I picked it, and I would love to see Packers versus Bills. Might get some nasty tweets towards me, but for 2 weeks I'll take it, and then we'll see who the champion is.
You know what I should do for DFS advice? There's a nice little column every week. Kevin Payne, you write for rotowire.com.
I do. It will be up on Saturday, and I believe, and I'll tweet it out, I believe it's free. I don't even think that there's a paywall over it. So you guys can go ahead and check that out. And I'll talk about a lot of the things I just talked about, how to go ahead and try to win the GPP with only 2 games and look at some of these fringe wide receivers and other players too. So that'll be up on rotowire.com. /free, sign up for a free 10-day trial. But as I said, I think the FanDuel article is not under a paywall. So at least just go ahead and check it out if you don't have any interest in the game. I know everybody there does, but you know, it's just a little bit more of a fun way to make the Kansas City-Buffalo game a little more meaningful.
Especially if the Packers lose and we don't want to watch football for another 8 months. Kevin, thank you. I do appreciate it, and I'm going to be in touch.
Okay, talk to you later, Bart.
Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Good insight there. Bills fan. Oh, it would be so great. The Bills fans, they've been starved for this. They need this. It would be so great if we could match up against them in a couple of weeks. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. I'm ready to give my final predictions on the games. Sam will give his. We'll take yours. These are some tense times. We're 2 days away from another NFC Championship game. Packers keep going to these. They keep losing. This one's at home. And I think that's going to be the difference. More on that coming up. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz on the Fan.
Now, a green and gold update. Brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Buccaneers. Sunday at 2:05, rookie running back A.J. Dillon has been limited this week with a quad injury. The Packers have re-signed 37-year-old defensive back Tremont Williams to the practice squad, Matt LaFleur.
It's great to have him back in the building. Such a great veteran leader. Obviously, he's played a lot of ball. It's great to have him in a Green Bay Packer uniform, that's for sure.
Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians says Aaron Rodgers is having an MVP-type season, but says the way to beat Rodgers is to stop Aaron Jones.
It starts with stopping the run. You know, once you shut down the run, it's a little bit easier to get to the play action. Now, they're really, really good at it. Matt has a great system, and Aaron has mastered it. And it will be probably one of our biggest challenges is to handle their play action game.
The reality how close the Packers are to reaching a Super Bowl is sinking in. Wide receiver Alan Lazard.
You never really know how a season's going to play out or really just how life's going to play out. And to be in this position, we're obviously very grateful, especially after last season. You know, we're very excited and looking forward towards Sunday.
And CEO Mark Murphy says a plan is in the works to honor the late Ted Thompson after the former GM died Wednesday night at the age of 68.
We're going to put his name up in the Stadium Bowl. We'll have a ceremony, certainly, I think, a fitting way to honor Ted.
Best Packers coverage on 1250 AM The Fan.
Live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. For all of your plumbing needs, Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz. There'll be like 8,500 people at this game on Sunday in Lambeau Field. And 8,500 people last weekend made a lot of noise. Packers around a 4-point favorite coming up against Tampa. 205. We'll have the pregame show, Horvat and I, from 11 to 2. You guys can call in your predictions where you're at right now, 799-1250. Tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. With the Green Bay Packers, again, a lot of what I'm thinking is Tom Brady. How do you bet against Tom Brady? The storyline, that could be Road Warriors, every game on the road in the playoffs, and then they have the Super Bowl at home. A lot of that does stick in my head, and a lot of that, you know, I think a lot of the narrative would be for Tom Brady to get into the NFC and then go right back to the Super Bowl and even either face the Chiefs, there's some storyline there, or face the Bills. You know, the Bills who have been chasing Tom Brady. I think talent gets in the way of the storyline. I think the storyline is going to be the Green Bay Packers. And I know there's a lot of people that want to win it for Ted now, and I don't know if that's going to affect these guys. I don't know if they can play a little harder because, you know, these guys that were drafted by Ted Thompson, Davante Adams, Aaron Jones, Kevin King, Aaron Rodgers, Mason Crosby, half that offensive line, I don't know if there's another juice they can find. I just think that this team, having it at home, the way Rodgers is playing, I do like the Packers to win this game. I like the Packers' defense to step up. I can see Tom Brady getting knocked around early. So I'm going to go Packers 31, Tampa Bay 19. And I will say,
that's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
Ah, Paul Heyman. 31-19 Pack. Sam, don't let me down.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good as well.
The only... Go, Pack, go!
Oh, yeah!
There we go. G-Force. No, I'm feeling pretty good, too, though. But, I mean, like you said, there are... I don't think this is going to be a blowaway or, you know, anything of that regards. I mean, I was coming into this week a little more worried about Antonio Brown more so than Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, but, you know, AB hasn't practiced all week. And like you said a couple days ago, I never root for somebody to be injured, but if AB can't play, that's huge because we all know Jair is probably going to be on Mike Evans and all that. So, I mean, not only that, I'm interested to see like how this Tampa Bay Buccaneers secondary does the second time around against Aaron Rodgers. They played a great game against Drew Brees, despite, you know, all the injuries that Brees suffered, you know, throughout the season last week. So I'm going, as my prediction, I'm going Packers 24, Tampa Bay 20. I do think the Packers do get out to an early lead. It's, you know, same thing as last week, but there's
go,
that little
Pat,
oh yeah.
There's that little second half push that they've always allowed teams to get. So I do think it ends up being close, but the Packers do win and cover.
I think you're going to know this game's over. The Buccaneers are going to have 19 points. They're going to go for two. No, you wouldn't go for two there. I was going to say they're going to go for two and you'd miss because there's always that weird. Actually, I don't know why teams go for two when they do anymore. Was it against the Packers? The Rams didn't go for two, or was it the other game? The Steelers. No, not now. I don't know what I'm thinking of. I'm so distracted because Mike the Painter's on the line and I am starstruck by him. What's up, Mike?
How do I distract you like that, Bart?
Just knowing that you're there.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, I got the Packers winning 27-21, covering the spread.
Go, Pack, go!
Oh, yeah!
I feel really confident about this game.
You have felt confident most of the season, Mike. I'll give you that.
I sure have. This will be a fun game. I am excited for this Packers team. It's just,
where are you watching the game? Who are you watching the game with? Are you tailgating?
I am watching the game at home with my loves.
Oh,
and that's what I'll be doing. I don't go out. I don't drink, so I stay home. I like to watch it on my big screen, and I don't like dealing with a bunch of people.
Well, we have a lot in common, I think, except for the drinking part.
We probably do, Bark. That's probably why we butt heads.
Yeah, true. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too. Enjoy the game.
Mike, the painter. AFC, I keep going back and forth. I think I'm going to take Buffalo to win.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take Buffalo to win a closer game. I'm going to go 27-25.
Do you know what the spread on that one is? Just curious.
It's Chiefs 3 right now.
When you were talking to Kevin, I was kind of looking at the box score from the regular season game that they played earlier this season, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think enough people – yeah, Mahomes is in concussion protocol, but I don't think enough people are talking about that toe injury, like Nick said at the top of the hour, that you saw it before, you know, he suffered the concussion or whatever, that toe was affecting some of his throws. And then on top of that, you know, Le'Veon Bell's not practicing. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is probably going to be a game-time decision. He's been limited all week at practice. So I don't know what's up with the Kansas City offense, but if Mahomes and, you know, if Mahomes is playing, he's got Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, they're still going to have a good chance. But, man, it's tough not to choose the Buffalo Bills based on how their defense has been playing. And Stephon Diggs has been matchup-proof. Yeah. Nah, you know what? I'm going to go with Chiefs. Because you know what? I've been every time I've gone with my gut this so far in the playoffs, I've been wrong. I mean, I didn't take the Buccaneers over the Washington football team, but I felt good, and granted, it ended up being a close game. I felt good about the Titans over the Ravens, and then we all know what happened there, and then I felt good about the Ravens over the Bills. So I'm going with the opposite effect here because I do feel all good right about the Bills.
The
but
the Costanza method.
Right. So then, therefore, I should take the Chiefs.
And you like them. What? Give me a score.
I'll say 28-21.
Okay. All right. So you got them to cover.
Right.
All right. Well, you guys have predictions. I know you do. You can share those. Kyle says Brady throws two picks. Packers never look back. 30-19, right around where I'm at 31-19. Packers over Tampa. Sam's got 24-20. It's just starting to feel like a Packers year, I think. How could it not when you've got guys like this? We'll be right back.
There once was a football team that played at Lambeau Field in old Green Bay. The frozen tundra covered in snow. Oh, go, you Packers, go. Soon may the Rogers man come to bring us points. He'll pass and run with Adams, Tonyan, Williams, and Jones. We'll all cheer, go Pack, go. They won the North and number one seed. The D-Train helped protect the lead. We pay respects to Lombardi. Oh, go, you Packers, go. Soon may the Rogers man come to bring us points. He'll pass and run with Adams, Tonyan, Williams, and Jones. We'll all cheer, go Pack, go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!